This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Yankees 8 and the Giants 4. Yankees a big time bounce back when they dropped 4 of their last 5 coming into this one. They started the season 6-2. We saw a lot more of what started the Yankees 6-2 today. Yankees go to 8-6 on the season. They level up this 3-game set at a game apiece, and no delay today, but another bitter cold day in the Bronx. That light rain, the icy misty feel, but Will Warren in command from the jump. Yankees need a good start, and he delivered. He froze Mike Yastrzemski with a sweeper to start the game, then got a first pitch swing from Willie Adames, routine ground ball to second. And Warren did walk Younghoe Lee on a full count pitch, but Matt Chapman lined to third to end the top of the first inning. In the bottom half, Yankees sizing up Giants power righty Jordan Hicks making the start. Ben Rice grounded to short, but Aaron Judge coming into this game not only with 6 homers and 20 RBIs, but hitting 354, part of this historic start the captain's off to. Judge got a 3-1 pitch, middle in, scorched a single up the middle, set up Cody Bellinger, 3 for his last 30, but we know Bellinger is too good for that to continue. On cold, windy days like today, Bellinger to strike one well in the air, good things can't happen.
That left-hand hitter swings the first pitch, fly ball deep left field, going back is Ramos. Wynn carrying, he's on the track, reaches up, can't get it, bounces off the wall. Judge was halfway to third, he'll come around third and score. Bellinger digging for third. Here's the throw. He slides in safely. RBI triple Cody Bellinger, and it's 1-0 Yankees here in the first inning.
And that triple making it half of Bellinger's game so far as a Yankee with an RBI. So about half the games he's driving in a run, very productive. And Paul Goldschmidt, how confident do you feel when he steps to the plate right now? Knows how to handle the bat, knows how to play. Runner at third, one out. How about a sacrifice fly to right field and a quick 2-0 Yankee lead? But as quickly as the Yankees built that early lead, it was erased in the second inning. Leading off the inning, Elliot Ramos got an 0-2 fastball up, rocketed a ground rule double to right center field. Warren then an 8-pitch battle with Lamont Wade Jr., one of last night's heroes for the Giants. Wade a soft liner to first. Goldschmidt did put it away. But the next batter, a guy very familiar with the New York scene, Wilmer Flores. What a start he's enjoying this year. A 2-run shot, 6th homer already for Wilmer Flores. Perfect approach on a sinker tailing down and in. Easy power to right center field, tied the game at 2. In the bottom of the second, Yankees couldn't cash in on a bases-loaded threat. Sandwiched in between Volpe and Dominguez strikeouts, with one out, Austin Wells took a Jordan Hicks sinker and bulleted it into center field, a base hit. With two away, Oswaldo Cabrera laced one to right center. Wells raced from first to third on the single, and Ben Rice another excellent at-bat, foreshadowing later as well. A full count walk for Rice that set up Aaron Judge. Base is jammed, but he grounded to short, fourth play, inning over. And even though the Yankees didn't break through there, Warren, after the second inning homer by Flores, 10 in a row set down, including 3 straight strikeouts to begin that string. In the fourth, the defense, particularly Paul Goldschmidt, helped Warren out and stole the show.
0-1, dribbled down to third, charging his Cabrera, gloves, throws on a run. He had double clutch, dug out by Paulie. What a play. Nice dig by Goldschmidt. Great effort, never quit on it, by Cabrera, one away.
And you've seen that a lot because of this wet ground. He goes and he gets and he double clutches, couldn't hold on to it, but he's got a great arm and one bounce, and Goldschmidt got it easily. That was a good play on both ends.
Here's 2-2. Breaking ball swing on a hit to the right side. Diving play by Goldschmidt. Feeds to Warren for the out. Paul Goldschmidt playing gold glove first base here in the month of April.
And that latter play set down Wade, who ripped it, and Goldschmidt rather easily responsible for our defensive plays of the game, brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Goldschmidt, as good as it gets over there at first. The reputation coming in, of course, and he's lived up to it his early days in pinstripes. Warren finishes outing 11 of his last 12 set down. Struck out the leadoff man Yastrzemski for a third time. Froze him to end his day. Five strong for Will Warren. His first big league win. Six strikeouts, the first three on the sweeper, and the last three on that fastball, getting up to 93 on this cold day. And you always like when it works out this way. Warren finishes strong. Much needed impressive start. Yankees picked him up. Bottom five against Jordan Hicks immediately. Ben Rice and Aaron Judge back-to-back singles smoked him. Rice to center and Judge to right. So first and second for Bellinger, who was in a little bit of a rut entering today. And Aaron Boone saying, Cody's going to bang. We know he's too good of a hitter for this to continue. Well, the RBI triple in the first inning and two runners out there, 2-2 game in the fifth. Here's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
The pitch, swing on line drive into right center field, base hit. Here comes Rice. Judge will dig for third. Big man rumbling to third. Throw in from the outfield, cut off by the shortstop. Cody Bellinger with an RBI single, and the Yankees regain the lead. It's 3-2 Yankees.
The Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, you'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Both fastballs from Hicks, by the way, dialed up to 99. Those sinkers at 99 to Bellinger, no problem handling it. And with Judge going first to third, Yankees a 3-2 lead. Runners at the corners for Goldie.
Runners at the corners, nobody out. Pitch, swung on line, drive down the right field line. Got a chance, that will get down. Fair ball, bounces into the stands for an automatic double. Scoring is Judge, moving to third is Bellinger. So Paul Goldschmidt having a day. It's 4-2 Yankees, and Goldie with his second RBI today.
Yeah, offensively, defensively, an incredible start to Goldschmidt's Yankee career. And Bellinger and Goldschmidt driving in the two in the first and the two in the fifth. Yankees a 4-2 lead. Jazz worked a walk, took the open base at first, five straight reached against Jordan Hicks to start the fifth inning, ended his day with the bases loaded, no out, two runs already in, the right-hander Randy Rodriguez to Anthony Volpe out of the pen, full count, deep fly ball to right center, first out of the inning, but productive, sack fly taking the extra base, Bellinger home, but also Goldschmidt, Jazz tagging up to second and third. So one down, second and third, 5-2 Yankee lead. And even though well struck out looking, two-out opportunity for Jason Dominguez, who stepped in 0 for his last 15. But as has been the case since opening day, Dominguez within himself, letting the game come to him.
Pitch from Rodriguez. Breaking ball slapped into left field. That'll get down, a base hit. Coming in to score is Goldschmidt, and right behind him is Jazz with all that speed. Score standing up. Nicely done by Jason Dominguez. A two-run single to left. And the Yankees have blown this baby open here in the fifth inning.
That slider, low outside corner. Dominguez taking what he's given. And yeah, crooked number already at that point, but Dominguez made it real breathing room. Five-run fifth inning, nine batters to the plate, 7-2 edge. Top of the sixth against Fernando Cruz out of the pen for Warren. Kind of made it interesting, a weird inning. Leadoff single, Willy Adames, then Jazz looking for a...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Force play on a routine grounder from Lee. He threw wide of Volpe, and then Cruz walked Chapman to load the bases. So he had to bounce back and bounce back quickly. He did get Ramos to pop up to first, and facing Wade Jr., full count, bases loaded, struck him out. So close to working out a bases loaded, no out, but Wilmer Flores dunked a single to right center, scored two, made it four RBIs for Flores. He drove in all four San Fran runs today. A 7-4 game, and with the tying run coming to the plate, Aaron Boone with some urgency going to Luke Weaver, and he did Luke Weaver things. He struck out Sam Huff to end the inning, so any disaster potentially in that spot, averted. And sure, the Giants cut it to 3, but Ben Rice wasn't done, continuing his amazing start to the season. Already with a walk and a base hit on the day, Rice started the 5-run rally in the 5th inning before, leading off the 6th inning against former Yankee Lou Trevino. Here's today's electrifying drive of the game.
Top of the order, here's Ben Rice, deep drive, right field, lowered deck, goodbye! Home run, Ben Rice. They got a run back, it's 8-4, Yankees here in the 6th. A line drive, his 4th home run. 5th run batted in.
And another ambush pitch. He threw him a cutter, 91, and his eyes must have lit up when he saw that.
Yeah, they sure did, and that was electrifying. The electrifying drive of the game brought to you by Audi. Experience the all-new, fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. 113 miles an hour off Ben Rice's bat. His 4 homers this year, average exit velocity, 108. Yeah, it's all very, very real. From Ben Rice. Weaver had recorded that important final out of the 6th inning before Rice homered to extend the lead to 8-4. Weaver also worked a scoreless 7th inning, stranded 2nd and 3rd. Mark Leiter Jr. a little wild, but also stranded 2 in a scoreless 8th. And Devin Williams in the 9th, promptly a walk and a double from Willie Adames put runners on 2nd and 3rd. But Williams ended up feel good, bounce back day. Struck out 2, Lee and Chapman. And then got Ramos to ground a 2nd to end this game. Much needed bounce back for the team, but also Devin Williams. A feel-good bounce back, and the Yankees win it. 8-4, the final score. Complete win here at the stadium. Anything you may have missed, we have Yankees Rewind. Catch a segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. Maybe just want a quick snapshot. Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage on our flagship WFAN.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left. Ohtani connects and it's gone. Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.